our WJR Business Beat, Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of Startup Nation, to spotlight the entrepreneurial tech and startup community on WJR. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul. Well, as we all know too well, we've had an incredible pattern of storm after storm this summer in our region, and it's been really tough for our local businesses, and in some cases, unfortunately, even catastrophic. The lesson? Make sure your insurance coverage is, have you covered? Well, we've got Michael Spath of the Kapnick Insurance Group with us to help us understand specifically what kind of coverages we need to have in place. Michael, first tell us about what we've learned as a result of these storms as it relates to property coverage.
So that was one of the big things we learned this summer, Jeff, is that in, you know, your physical property and in your casualty, there's all these little subsets. It's not as simple as saying, hey, I have property coverage. So what I've told people is one of the things to look at, talk to your insurance agent, is how much water and sewer backup insurance do I have? If you are on a first floor of a retail space and you've got a lot of stuff in there, you need more than $10,000. You need $50,000. You need $100,000. Well, think about this. The next time that a major storm rolled through, the next time that happens, they're going to be able to sleep at night, as you just said, without worrying about it, because they're like, hey, if it happens and we go downstairs in the morning and we've got water damage, well, we are now covered. And, oh, we get $90,000 more in coverage. You know, it costs us $181.
So the lesson there, it's not just about having coverage. It's about having the right level of coverage. And then we need to consider the cost of business interruption as well.
Another lesson we've learned this summer is, again, these storms have been taking place and your power goes out because a power line was knocked down somewhere else. And if you're without power for a couple of days and you're losing out on restaurant business, you're losing out on rental income or something like that, you can replace that income through business income interruption insurance. Now, there's a little diner that my wife and I love to go to in Royal Oak. It was closed for 5 straight days because they didn't have any power. And now they're asking, like, well, am I covered for this? And the answer is probably not, because most people don't have business income interruption insurance for utility services.
For me, buying the right insurance coverage is simply buying peace of mind. You want that too? Michael Spath and our friends at Kapnick Insurance Group are here to help you get covered right. I'm Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of StartupNation.com, and that's today's Business Beat and the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR.